All right, so we're talking with, is it pronounced Petrero?
But exactly like that, yes.
And are you from Long Island? Is that the correct way to say it?
Yes.
Okay.
Right outside of the city.
Okay, so you're from Long Island, New York, and you're 11 years old, and you're already an LSU student, right?
Yes.
So tell us about graduating high school at the age of 11.
I just had a unique path.
A unique path in what way?
When I was in third grade, I would, do tics because I have Tourette's. And my third grade teacher was like, there's no way he's misbehaving. So I took an IQ test. Turns out I have Tourette's, and my IQ is 168. So then, and I was also in special ed because they thought I was, crazy or special needs or something. So then the district let me skip a grade. So then I was in fifth grade. And then I switched schools to K-12 private academy. And they let me go at my own pace. And knowing that I'm smart, I just went, sped right through. I went through sixth grade, seventh grade, all of that. But then I went to Penn Foster, which is basically a part of K-12, but it's a different school. And it's like a high school. And then I just went at my own pace. And I finished in 2 years, middle school and high school.
You finished middle school and high school in 2 years. You know math, English, all that stuff.
Algebra, calculus, yeah.
It just comes naturally to you?
Yeah. It's easy.
Well, what's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is science, physics, and English.
Do you study much, or do you just kind of look at the material and boom, it's there?
I hear it and I just remember it.
So you have this obviously astronomical IQ, but you're also battling Tourette's. How does those two kind of react for or against each other?
Well, it's been very hard, but I learned to just live through it. And I dance also and do a lot of sports, and it helps. And I also know someone from that went to LSU and went to the NBA. His name is Abdul, and he helped me so much because he has Tourette's too.
Chris Jackson, Abdul Raouf,
yes.
You've become friends with him.
Yes, we talk all the time. We even meet in person sometimes.
Well, that's pretty cool. Is that what attracted you to LSU?
One of the many, many reasons.
What are some of the reasons why you decided to attend LSU, you being someone that lives in Long Island?
Because of the sports and the sports management program. And you just have the best teams.
And
coaches.
You want to get into sports, correct?
Yes. I love sports. And I may not be the best player, but I want to spread peace in sports and inclusion.
Well, that's terrific. And I understand you might want to be a sports broadcaster, huh?
Yes. I'm working on speaking better.
You're young. You got time to learn it.
Very young.
Right now, you're just doing what? Online courses, is that right?
Yes.
And you've already taken some in the summer, correct?
Yes.
So,
two classes.
So what's it like taking college courses as an 11-year-old?
Well, it's a little bit harder than high school, but because I have to follow directions better, but it was awesome. And Professor Olger, was my favorite. She taught me like so much in, about inclusion and sports management.
Well, anything else, Joe, that you could tell me about yourself?
I'm so proud to be a Tiger.
Who's your who's your favorite LSU player?
Obviously Abdul and Chris Jackson.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. Joe, thanks a lot for talking with me, man. I appreciate it. Congratulations. And
thank you.
Well, let me ask you this. How long do you think it's going to take you to graduate college?
I don't know. I want to get my PhD there too.
That's awesome, man. Do you eventually see yourself, I know you're only taking online courses, but do you eventually see yourself?
Well, yes, I got to be there twice a semester.
Okay. But do you see yourself, you know?
And I also want to be there to visit.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a nice day.